You're listening to Chris Ayotte on WMUZ 103.5 The Light. Detroit made, Bible strong, Friday's Unplugged. Honored to have my next guest. She is a friend. She is a godly woman. She is one who has overcome on so many levels because difficulties, adversity, grief, and loss may have landed you in an emotional wilderness. Discouragement and disappointment then can try to creep in, and you may find yourself struggling to get through the day. Well, my next guest has written a book about that. She's a mother. She's a ministry leader. She's an author. Originally from the small town of St. Louis, Michigan, she went on to be with her family in Midland, where she grew up, and then lived some months out in California, then moved back to Midland. She was a student at the University of Michigan, go blue, and she now works for God, she says, because she's in ministry, and the author of the brand new book, Conquering the Wilderness, Trusted Tools for Tough Times. I want to welcome to the show Lana Crystal. Lana, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Chris. I am honored to be here with you and the WMUZ listeners today.
I am just in awe. It's great to have you, and I'm going to have you pull your microphone just a little bit closer to you. This is really an important concept, I think, and it's interesting, very apropos this time of year. Conquering the wilderness, to me, bespeaks of victory, because we're conquering something, overcoming. The wilderness oftentimes can be wrought with difficulty or desert roads or, you know, going around, you know, the mountain again, so to speak. So there's a sense of resilience and ultimate hope in this story. And you tell so many different stories in your life through this incredible testament, don't you?
I do, Chris. And in fact, people who have read the book have said, you bared your heart and soul in this book. I share some very transparent and very raw and real stories in the book, stories such as my second husband's suicide and the addiction that he had to pornography. People have addictions because they are trying to mask the pain that they're in. It's like trying to put a Band-Aid over wounds. And these wounds, we've all been wounded. We've all been through difficulties, adversity, trial, challenges. And so the book is about how do we get through those times? Mm-hmm. And it's not just a fluff book of, oh, just have hope, have faith. No, it's much deeper than that. I give, the book is like a compass on how to navigate wilderness seasons so that you can emotionally, physically, mentally, and spiritually have more peace, contentment, and calmness while going through those difficult times.
Wow. Remarkable. So I feel like you're a subject matter expert because you've lived it yourself personally, but now you live to tell, Lana, which not everybody can do, by the way. It takes a lot of courage and boldness, confidence and humility, all the above, to be able to do what you've done. We're going to get into some of those stories. You've just alluded to one, which is just mind-boggling to think about what you went through in that second marriage. I know the first one ended in divorce. The second one, a husband who had an addiction to pornography who ultimately committed suicide. I can't even imagine what you went through. You also talk about some difficulty with your son who had a number of different ailments at a young age.
Yes, and when he was about 3.5 years old, he went into a state where he could not breathe. He was actually 4. He was having such a serious allergic reaction, he could not breathe. So trust me, there is no greater fear, few greater fears in life than when your child can't breathe. So we took him to the doctor. I was a first-time mom. He ended up on 5 medications, a 4-year-old little body on 5 medications. After several days, he was absolutely beside himself. He was crying, and just the mind and the body, what these medications were doing to him just had him totally out of sorts. And he was a sweet little kind child. And so I was at the end of my rope. And so he I settled him down in front of the television, and I went upstairs to a walk-in closet. I had to get away. I had to remove myself from the situation. I had to get away. How's that for a loving mom? But I knew I just needed a break. And I got down on my knees in this little closet, and I raised up my hand in the air, and I said, Lord, I am at the end of my rope. You've got to do something. I will never put my child on this many medications again. Well, he answered that, and we ended up at a holistic doctor who got my son on antigens, natural antigens, discovered he was allergic to about 40 different things. And with all of that help and with that direction, and that story is in the book, and he settled down and we were able to move past that. And then the beauty of it, that really difficult time, we discovered that I had acute mercury toxicity from working in dental offices. Okay, so it begs the question, if Alex had not had, that's my son, if he had not had that, would it had ever been discovered why I had this quote-unquote chronic fatigue all the time?
Mm-hmm.
And so it during those
so
times,
that heart helped answer that question for you.
Yes. Yes,
that
it did.
Experience.
And Chris, that's part of the story in this, is what does God want to do in us and through us during these difficult times while we're navigating through the wilderness? During that time, we can have wounds healed. It's a time where our faith can grow when we connect with God, mm-hmm. when we connect with Jesus, when we connect with Holy Spirit. People have asked me, is this a religious book? And I say, no. It is Christian based because it's based on God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit, but there's a difference between religion and spirituality. This is a spiritual book. It's about connecting our spirit to the spirit of God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. And when we do that, as I say in the book, we can conquer anything with God and Jesus and Holy Spirit at our side.
You know, what so amazes me, Lana, is, you know, you're coming from a position of, you know, having walked, you know, the difficult experience, not being jaded by the experience so that you were questioning God and or your faith, or so it appears. And you've been able to capture kind of the lesson that may be learned from that, and then walk in a position or posture of health and restoration, which I think so many people want in their lives. So I so appreciate you giving people hope through this idea of conquering the wilderness, and we're going to get into some of the trusted tools in our next segment. But I'm just amazed at your candor and your transparency and your honesty to share what, you know, a lot of people would say, well, this is very personal or this is very painful. And yet you tell this story on a number of different levels.
Well, Chris, painful it was, but I sought counseling, both secular and spiritual counseling. And the reason I share this is for a purpose, to glorify God and to help everyone who hears this broadcast. I truly have a heart to see people go through their trials, difficulties, tribulations, adversities with the tools and the techniques that I provide in the book. And why is this book different than any other book? It's because it is a guide. And right here you can read in the book the tools and how to navigate through these challenging times mm-hmm. in life. And my heart is, I really care about people. Anyone who knows me knows I'm a very compassionate person. I love people. Love is the essence of my being because yeah. I know the love of God and the love of Jesus, the love of Holy Spirit.
I think I've known you for some 20 years, Lana, and I'm just amazed. You are a people person, but you have a burden for people. You want to help people. You have a very Christ-like love and compassion towards people. And so I know this book is going to be a blessing. I so like the way you have it laid out with the trusted tools so that other people can learn, so that they can know that there's resource, that, you know, other people have kind of walked down this path like yourself. So you know firsthand. But, I mean, you've been really shaken in your life. I mean, whether it was through debilitating illness or, you know, as you mentioned, with, you know, a child that was suffering, and then, you know, you had to face that through a divorce and then through a second marriage where a husband had kind of a revelation of a personal issue in his life, only to lead to suicide, which no one wants to see, of a loved one. I mean, was your faith ever shaken to the point where you were angry with God or questioning what you believed?
For me personally, no. And I do understand if that does happen to someone. I haven't gotten angry with God, or I do question, you know, why is this happening? To some degree, I question that, but there are no answers to some of that. And so one of the key things in the book, Chris, is that it depends on how our perspective and perceptions are about a situation. So I find, what good is being angry at God going to get me? Yes, we have emotions. We can't deny those emotions. They're very real. And at the same time, I realized, okay, I flipped that. I flipped my thinking. I changed my thinking. I changed my perspective. And that is a key thing in the book. Somebody just told me today who's read the book that said, I read about changing my perspective and perception, he said everything changed for me. The way I was looking at past situations were destructive, and now that I look at those situations differently, the person said, I'm healed now. Wow. So that is how I personally got through it, and that's what I want to share with people. I want to share with people that and give them... There's a chapter on communication, and the communication chapter is very long. It's 57 pages.
Because that's a lot of communicating right there.
It's a lot of communicating because we do it all day long, every day, either back and forth with someone else like we're doing right now. We communicate with ourselves in our head. And then our ultimate form of communication, of course, is with the divine.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll get into that. Plus the trusted tools that you mentioned. Folks, if you're going through tough times right now, know that there's hope. My guest is Lana Crystal. She is the author of Conquering the Wilderness. The publisher is Illumify Media, and you can learn more at her website, lanacrystal.com. Crystal is K-R-I-S-T-A-L.com, and wherever books are sold.
Absolutely.
Amazon.
Yes,
Barnes and Noble.
Yes, yeah. And they can even email me. Go to the website, and there's a link, and you can email me if you'd like a personal signed copy. I will directly sign it and mail it to you.
Oh, wonderful. And again, it's lanacrystal.com. More with Lana when we return. Again, the name of the book, Conquering the Wilderness, also makes a great Christmas gift. You're listening to Chris Ayotte on WMUZ 103.5 The Light, Detroit made Bible strong. You're listening to Chris Ayotte on WMUZ 103.5 The Light, Detroit made Bible strong. Honored to have with us live in studio my friend and guest and author, Lana Crystal. She is the author of the new book, Conquering the Wilderness. The subtitle is Trusted Tools for Tough Times. And Lana, before we broke, you talked about communication. So key to navigating through the tough times of life. Tell us more.
Well, let's first talk about one of the methods of communication, one of the ways we communicate all day long, and that's with ourselves. We have a constant dialogue going in our heads always, unless we're talking to one another, but even then the thoughts are coming from our mind, right? And so in the book, I really focus on that because to get through challenging and difficult times, as I mentioned in the first segment, our perception of what is going on around us, we constantly need a reality check. Like if you and I saw a situation, how I view it and how you view it might be very different. And so it's important to avoid a communication wilderness, especially with someone else, whether that's in a relationship or at a job or at a church or a school, wherever we are, to really check how we're perceiving things and how is our perception the reality of what is really going on. And mm-hmm. that is so important. I really delve deeply into that in the book. And also, I delve into how environmental factors can affect our mind, our will, and our emotions. And those three together make up our soul. So all of that can be affected. And in the first segment, when I shared about my son being on those medications to keep him breathing, they were affecting the way he was thinking and his behavior. And so, and I've had personal experiences with that myself, with food-related sensitivities. And there are certain things that I'll eat, and the next day, I am just cranky, and that's not fun. Mm-hmm. And so when I get that way, I honestly, Chris, I will, if I feel like that, I'll go, you know what? I need to go read my own book. I need to go read how to get through this day of where I'm having a tough day. Mm-hmm. Now let's go a little deeper to somebody that's going through something traumatic. I know somebody, I met someone recently who has a 2-year-old with a brain tumor. Mm. And I know people, especially this time of the year, the holiday seasons, you know, all the glitz and lights and love and friends and family and all that. Some people are very lonely and struggling. The first Christmas, the first holidays with the loss of a loved one, for example. I was just with a family member in that situation. And those, so how do we get through those times? We get through those times by focusing on we can always go back to the love of God. And how do we connect with that? We connect that by reading his word, by hearing that still small voice, and by listening. The word says, seek me and you will find me. And that is one of the key tools. And throughout the book, I have trusted tools. There's about 65 trusted tools where a reader can just open up the book, keeping the book by a bedside table or somewhere in the house. You can pop open the book and read a trusted tool that will help get you through a day, for example. So I'm going to open up the book right now and read one, if I may.
Yeah.
Acknowledge your desires, intentions, and motivations. Be aware of how these guide and influence your choices and actions. We make choices all day, every day, and that's part of our communication process. So in the book, our tools on how to enhance and improve communication.
Yeah, wonderful. And you know, what's interesting to me is the lessons learned when one is able to look back with some level of perspective. You mentioned perception as well as perspective. And what we thought was a problem or a bad season or chapter in our life, I know for me personally, oftentimes God was using it for his good. There was something purposeful or intentional about what he was doing through it.
Absolutely, Chris, you are spot on about that. And in the book, I say this about what can we do during those wilderness seasons? And so these are the questions that I asked myself. What can I learn about myself while I'm in this situation? Is there a higher purpose I may not be seeing? How can I grow emotionally, mentally, spiritually from this situation? And what does God want to do in me and through me in this wilderness season? Now, this comes with a caveat. There are difficulties that are not to be tolerated, and those are any type of abuse. So I encourage anyone who hears this, if you are in an abusive relationship, please immediately seek help. So I do want to express that to people that mm-hmm. is important as well.
Yeah, physical safety. And, you know, often what God does is use those tough times, those difficult seasons to show his mercy, his grace, his faithfulness. You know, when I went through, for example, a mid-career transition 5 years ago, leaving the corporate world, thinking that, you know, I was at a loss. Maybe I had failed. You know, I was looking for the next chapter, the next job, thinking it would be related to what I was doing before. And there were feelings of insecurity. There were feelings of lack of confidence. It took me a while at my stage in life to really find a connection for where God was leading. Part of it, though, was decompressing from that past life, maybe deinstitutionalizing from a way that I was living and thinking in that corporate institution, and God sort of detoxing me from a lot of different elements. It's almost like he wanted to like quiet me down, calm me down, refocus, recalibrate, reestablish what he was about in my life, only to find out some 2 years after that, he's connecting me with what was a childhood dream, and that was to be in broadcasting, which I thought was gone. I thought it was lost. I wanted to be on TV. I wanted to be in sports. I wanted to do a lot of things, but somehow didn't quite tap into that, only to find that God was preparing me for a platform in which I can share my faith, my story, my topics, my personality. Not that it's about me. It's about him. It was what he was doing. I was looking at it as a loss, as a failure, as a mistake, as a what do I do now? God was looking at it as an opportunity.
And I hope that every person that just heard that, Chris, will take that to heart. Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are to give you a hope and a future." We were created as children of God, and he has a purpose and a plan for every single person who is hearing this broadcast right now. And that is from where our hope comes. And our hope comes from the Lord. Our hope comes from knowing that whatever we're going through, we're not there to stay. We're there for a reason and a purpose, perhaps. And that's where discernment comes in, that we are to discern, am I to stay in this situation for a while? And I say for a while, because we're not to permanently stay in adversity, grief, and loss and all of that. The Lord wants us healed. He wants us healed and whole. And we are to seek that and seek that out. And so it's beautiful what the Lord did in your life, Chris. And that's what he has available for every person who's listening right now. Yeah. And that's what's so exciting.
Well, I just appreciate you kind of reinforcing that and restoring hope for others that can relate to your story, Lana, whether it was, you know, the illnesses with your son, whether it was what you were dealing with your own health, the divorce, the suicide of a loved one. These were very, very difficult chapters, yet you came through. You understood that God was with you and not against you. And I just want to spend a moment on that, because the spiritual warfare that people are in right now, the spiritual battle that a lot of them are experiencing, almost for some feels overwhelming and feels cumbersome, because they're trying to honor God through what they're doing, who they are, how they pray, what they think. And yet the enemy is trying to diminish. He's trying to defeat. He's trying to disrupt. He's trying to distract. What I've learned through some of my own experiences, what the enemy has meant for my harm, God has used for my good. But how do we restore hope to those out there that are feeling the heat of the spiritual warfare?
There's wisdom in a multitude of counselors. Our first counselor is the Word of God. And then friends, other believers, friends, people, support groups. And there are people that are listening to this right now that don't know what they believe. And that's, for right now, okay. But just open your heart to God and seek me and you will find me, as I said previously. Chris, I'm glad you brought up the part about the enemy, because the number one thing the enemy wants to do, and I write about this in the book, one of the number one things, he wants to steal our identity. He does not want us to know that we are children of God. He does not want us to know that when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, that we have the power of Jesus Christ, because Jesus said, "You will do greater things than I." And if you read the Bible and choose to believe the Bible, and that's a key thing, choice. Faith is a choice. My grandmother said to me, said that to me when I was younger, that we basically choose what we believe, and faith is a choice. So I encourage everyone who's listening to this, make that choice today, because that is your faith will develop, and that is from where hope comes then. Mm-hmm. So hope isn't just some ambiguous thing out there. The Word of God says that I will make a road in the wilderness, and that's what this book is about. It is a roadmap. It is a guide so that you can have hope, so that people can have hope. And that's why this book is different from millions of them out there, is because it is a compass through the wilderness.
So for those who are listening, maybe they're on the fence, Lana, or they're a little skeptical, and they're listening to me, they're listening to you. Well, you know, Lana's in ministry, and she's a book writer, and she seems very successful, and she went to Michigan, and she sort of gets it. It's, you know, for someone like Lana, it's much easier than it is for someone like me. For those people who don't see themselves for how God sees them and their potential, who maybe are lacking hope today. Maybe it's grief. Maybe it's loss. Maybe it's depression. Maybe it's anxiety. Maybe it's a broken marriage. Maybe it's an addiction. It could be any number of things. What would you tell them?
I would tell them, first of all, forgive yourself. Ask God to forgive you. And that's what Jesus did on the cross. He took on all of that stuff that we've done, and that too is in the book. And I would tell them, there is nothing that we have done that will not be or is not forgiven. All we have to do is ask. Mm-hmm. And with a friend today with whom I was speaking that has read the book, he said that he realized by reading the book that he had unforgiveness toward himself. Mm. And when he recognized that is when he had a total emotional, spiritual breakthrough. So my word to everyone listening today, ask forgiveness for that. We've all done bad stuff. I've done stuff I will never speak about. So I'm not like, you know, up on any pedestal. Let me just say that. Mm-hmm. Because I've been through the trenches, and yeah, I've been through the warfare,
right,
and I've been through the difficulties, as you well know, and so have you. So I want to say this encouragement to everyone. You will get through this. And tell yourself that every day. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is you're going through, say out loud, I will get through this. And in my family, we lost my husband, my brother, and a stepbrother within 7 months. And someone asked my mother, how are you getting through this? And she said, I just keep looking at what I still have. And there are times, there are people right now where they are feeling shattered and broken and tired and war-torn. And so I say to you, to the listeners who are hearing this, look at what you still have. Mm-hmm. And when all else fails, when all else is going awry in your life and those adversity and challenges and all of that, you always have God there at your side. And all you have to do is pick up his word. And he is right there for you. I have seen him show up in absolutely amazing ways. Like today, in preparing for coming here today, I didn't do my morning devotional. I was doing it right before leaving. And that's where the scripture came up about the road in the wilderness. And I just went, thank you, God. And that's how he can work, and that's how he can work in everyone's life.
Yeah, and I know that's a word, Lana, that someone needed to hear today. I so appreciate you coming in firsthand, and I appreciate your spirit and your heart, your mission to help others, and I know you're doing it through this very special work. Again, the book is called Conquering the Wilderness, and it's providing trusted tools for tough times. It's almost like a owner's manual for life, and Lana's been there, done that. She understands the journey. She also understands how God can get you through it and how there's faith and hope on the other side. Lana, with your kind permission, before we end today and conclude our time, I just think that there are some people that really do need a reassurance of help, especially as we come into the Christmas season. There may be loneliness, isolation, grief, or loss, or difficulty that is weighing heavy on their heart. Would you please pray for them tonight?
I would be so honored. Father, you know what each person is going through right now who's hearing my voice. and Chris's voice. And Lord, we ask you to comfort every person. After Jesus left us, he said, or while he came back, he said, I will leave with you a comforter. And so we thank you, Holy Spirit, for comforting every person. And what does that look like when we can't see a being that is a comforter? Well, open the Bible, turn to his word, and know that there is a God there that genuinely loves you regardless of whatever you've done. And especially when you're going through a hard time, he is there for you. He wants to be there for you. Holy Spirit, comfort these individuals, encourage them, build them up, strengthen them, and give them the tools and the resources to help them get through these difficult and challenging times. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your grace and your mercy. And we thank you, Lord, because it is through your love that conquers the wilderness of our soul. In Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Yeah. For such a time as this. Powerful message. Again, our guest has been Lana Crystal. Lana is the author of the brand new book, Conquering the Wilderness, and the publisher is Illumify Media. You can learn more at Lana's website. She'll also provide a signed copy of the book if you'd like to order it there at Lana Crystal, KRISTAL.com. Lana is LANA, LanaCrystal.com. Lana, thank you so much for being with us today. Merry Christmas, and thank you for helping us conquer the wilderness and restoring hope in this season.
Thank you, Chris, and Merry Christmas and blessed Christmas to every listener.
Amen. You're listening to Chris Ayotte on WMUZ 103.5 The Light, Detroit-made Bible Strong.